Thunder before that with Big Love. Today's unpopular opinion is all about social media. I firmly believe that it is kind of what you make it. Social media isn't toxic. The people that you follow and the things that you're liking on social media, that is what is toxic.
Hey Steph, it's Roberto here. I fully agree with you. You know, all these social media sites and all of those, they have an algorithm. So basically what you like, what you follow, that's what will come up on your feed. So depending if you are focusing on positive stuff, that's what you'll get kicked out. And if you're focusing on the negative stuff, your feeds will be full of that. So I fully agree with you 100%. It also just depends on what you are following and what you are liking all the time. So yeah, it's not as negative. So it just depends on what you are liking and following.
Okay, so the social media algorithm works in a way that it'll show you more things that you give your attention to. So if you're giving your attention to toxic things, you will see more toxic things on your timeline. If you give your attention to positive and uplifting things, you will see more positive and uplifting things on your timeline. It works like that. It wants to keep you on the platform, so if you giving your attention to something that is toxic, that could be something that you need to look at yourself at.
Yeah, for sure. Agree. Especially on a social media platform like TikTok that is 100% driven by what you interact with, what you comment on, what you like. TikTok is just going to carry on showing that kind of content to you. So if you're liking and interacting with comedy, that's basically what your TikTok is going to look like. It's just going to be cool comedy stuff.
Hi, 5FM and team.
Hey.
So I do believe that it is influenced by the pages that you follow and the people you follow. It can definitely influence the content that you see. But I also do agree with that social media can be a toxic place, as I know they are designed to keep the users attention on it permanently. There's no end of the feed. You will scroll and scroll and scroll, and for your mental health, it's never healthy to be stuck on these platforms seeing everyone else's lives and then having going back to reality. And I honestly think us as human beings have fallen out of touch with each other, and we do not communicate as well as we used to because of how we are just distracted by what is going on social media. So I do believe the content you see is influenced by the people and the pages, but the design and the reasons behind the majority of these social media platforms are still in a negative direction for me.
I understand. I really enjoy that perspective. I love that. This is why I love Unpopular Opinion. 082-550-5151. Imagine a bank.